This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The dream of the king, once more, is that there were seven thin cows consuming seven fat cows. And there were seven green stalks of wheat and seven dry ones. Notice now, after all of these years, when the friend of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, his former cellmate, comes back simply just because he needs something from him, that Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, doesn't tell him, "Oh, now you want to come. You know, after all this time you forgot about me, but now I have to be there for you. No, I'm not going to do that. Let's first strike a deal." No. He came with a request. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, was a person of goodwill. He was a person of goodwill. It's not about what others do to me, it's about what I do to them. It doesn't matter when people transgress my boundaries, you know, even though I might have a right to retaliate. But what's more important is how I treat others, because that is going to be the basis upon which how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to treat me. Now, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, without any hesitation, tells him the interpretation of the dream. قال تزرعون سبع سنين دأبا فما حصدتم فذروه في سنبله إلا قليلا مما تأكلون. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam tells him, you will plant now for seven consecutive years, and whatever you're going to harvest from what you plant, then you're going to leave it in its husks. So the wheat normally comes with the grain and then the husk over it, and we consume it without the husks generally. So he says, leave it in the husks, leave it in its spikes, except a little that you're going to be consuming. So now he's giving them instructions. You're going to still consume, obviously, but you're going to do it within rations. Everything else is going to be stored. ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ سَبَعٌ شِدَادٌ. After this, you're going to have seven difficult years, meaning you're going to have a drought, you're going to have a famine for 7 years. يَأْكُلْنَ مَا قَدَّمْتُمْ لَهُنَّ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِمَّا تُحْسِنُونَ. And during those 7 years, the famine, the drought, will consume everything that you're going to plant. So you're not going to be able to plant anything. That this drought is going to consume everything. You guys are going to be eating from what you have saved now. The only thing that you're going to have with you is إِلَّا قَلِيلًا مِمَّا تُحْسِنُونَ, a little from that which you will store. ثُمَّ يَأْتِي مِن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ عَامٌ. But then after that, there will be a year. فِيهِ يُغَاثُ النَّاسِ. In that year, people will once again be drinking, they'll be quenched. وَفِيهِ يَعْصِرُونَ. To the extent that in that year, they'll be juicing once more. Juicing meaning they'll be squeezing grapes, they'll be squeezing olives. You only do that when you have a surplus. You're not going to be squeezing grapes and olives, you know, except in the Western Cape, we rely on those type of things. But you're not going to, generally speaking, be squeezing grapes and olives in a time of drought, right? Because the economies work differently. So this is, of course, the glad tidings. Now, this messenger of the king, the cupbearer of the king, he's got amazing news. He can go to the king now and, you know, he can get anything he wants because he's just given the king a way to save the people. So he goes to the king. وَقَالَ الْمَلِكُ اُتُونِي بِهِ. The king says, bring me this man. Bring me the man who interpreted my dream. Because obviously the king can see the value in Nabi Yusuf. The other adviseurs, they were not able to interpret the dream. So bring me Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُ الرَّسُولُ. When the messenger, you know, the same person that's now bringing the message to Nabi Yusuf, not Nabi Yusuf himself, the messenger comes to him. Nabi Yusuf says to the messenger, قَالَ ارْجِعْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ. He says, no, go back to your Lord. Go back to your king. Subhanallah. Why? Why do you think he would say, go back to your king? This is the, at this point, the Prophet ﷺ, there's actually a hadith, Imam Ibn Kathir in his tafsir mentions this, that the Rasulullah ﷺ actually said, you know, if it was me, and that offer was presented to me, I would have taken it. After being in prison for so long, the king just freed me. No, Nabi Yusuf is not happy. He says, no, Irji' ila Rabbi, go back to your Lord. Fas'alhu ma balu niswati allati qatta'na aydiyahunna. First, I want to know what is the matter, what is the ruling now with regards to those women who cut their hands. Remember those women who cut their hands? What do you say about them now? What's the verdict with regards to them? Inna Rabbi bikaydihinna alim, because verily my Lord knows about their plot and their plan. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam first wants to be exonerated, because he understands that in order for him to hold any sway, in order for him to hold any power within his community, in order for him to be able to do anything positive, he needs to keep his reputation clean. He knows, Allah knows, he just stated that. He knows, Allah knows. So he's not worried about what people think simply because he's worried about what people think, like some of us might be, you know. So what is this person going to say and what's that person going to say? A person of taqwa is not interested in what other people think and say, as long as they are good with Allah. As long as they are good with Allah. They are not swayed by the opinions and the thoughts of others. But there is a time where what people think about you makes a difference. And that is when you actually want to make a positive difference within society. So anybody who's going to hold such a rank, where people have to listen to them, people have to follow them, you know, it's still a human being. But as you can see in our society, the moment somebody makes a mistake, it's as though, no, you know what, we can't follow that person, we can't listen to their talks, we can't, it's crazy. But that's the human nature. Allah created humans like that. It's a weakness that we have within us. So we need to be careful that if we want to hold any sort of positive influence over others, that you keep our reputations as clean as possible. Nabi Yusuf wanted to be exonerated first. قَالَ مَا خَطْبُكُنَّ إِذْ رَاوَتُنَّ يُوسُفَ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. Allah skips a few details. And immediately now, there's somebody addressing the ladies who once cut their hands. So he says to the ladies, what do you people have to say about yourself? He's looking for a confession now, or he's looking for some sort of evidence now. What do you say about that situation where you attempted, or allegedly attempted, to seduce Nabi Yusuf, or Yusuf, you know, when you attempted to get him to sleep with you? Qulna, they then said. Now remember, this is years later. Hasha lillah. Remember this expression? We came across it not too long ago. It's like saying Subhanallah. Perfect is Allah. Allah forbid. Hasha lillah. Ma alimna alayhi min su. We don't know any evil with regards to Yusuf. We can't say anything bad about him. This is the type of impeccable akhlaq and adab that he had. They knew him to be a good person. They said, we have nothing evil to say about him. Qalat imra'atul aziz. Then the wife of the minister, Zulaykha, she herself now speaks. Al-an hashas al-haq. She says, now the truth has become manifest. Now there's no escape for me. And she says, أَنَا رَاوَتُهُ عَنْ نَفْسِي. I, in fact, was the one who seduced him and not the other way around. وَإِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Verily, he is from among those who tell the truth. Subhanallah, so Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, not knowing what's going to happen, it's unlikely that people of such high rank in society are going to lower themselves and confess. You know, for a man that's in prison. But they did, as Allah Ta'ala wills. ذَلِكَ لِيَعْلَمَ. Nabi Yusuf is now speaking. That is in order that the Aziz know. لِيَعْلَمَ أَنِّي. In order that he know that I, لَمْ أَخُنْهُ بِالْغَيْبِ. That I did not betray his trust when he wasn't around. Look at his concern. He's worried that the person who looked after him, so you could say his adopted father, so to speak, the person in whose house he grew up in, and they reared him and they looked after him, he doesn't want that man to think that he betrayed his trust. That's an important person's opinion. Or that is the opinion of somebody who is important to Nabi Yusuf. So that matters. Because Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam does not want to be a cause of hurt for somebody who was a cause of benefit to him. And he's just wanting to clear his name. We need to learn from all of this. We don't have time to elaborate on, you know, how we should apply every single area of this in our lives. But we too need to think and take cognizance of the fact that we have mothers, we have fathers, we have wives or husbands in the case of the ladies. You know, we often are so concerned with what the rest of the dunya thinks of us, what people on Facebook thinks of us, what people at work thinks of us, etc. But do you know, do we all realize that the opinions that our parents hold of us is an opinion that Allah might just hold of us? Or that the way our wives or husbands think of us and our akhlaq and our adab is the way in which Allah Ta'ala might just judge us in the day of Qiyamah? These are the important people who we really should be concerned of in our lives. Nabi Yusuf alayhi says, وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي كَيْدَ الْخَائِنِينَ. And I have conviction that Allah will never cause the plots and the plans of the betrayers to be successful. Subhanallah. So this is a turning point again. There's many turning points in the story. This is an amazing turning point because now Nabi Yusuf is about to be released from prison. And not only is he about to be released from prison, but look at how he's climbing the ladder according to Allah's plan. He now is not only in the home of the minister, now he's going to the palace of the king. Because the king wants him there personally for his advice. What position does Nabi Yusuf find himself in next? We find out tomorrow evening. بإذن الله تعالى وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.